All right, good morning, everybody. We're on the Chagiga Dav Zayin. The shiur for Maseches Chagiga, sponsored by Yitz Weiss, CPA. Always strives to make the results of your tax filings a good reason for a Chagiga. And for Shlemer, for Binyamin Simcha, Ben Adina Minya. And the breakfast, sponsored by Bagel Munch, Le'ilui Nishmas, Fega Baschayim, and Shimon Ben Zaev. All right, well, consistent with Rabbi Glasser's advice from last time, I'm going to make sure to make some mistakes in this daf. So catch me when you discover them, when you can point them out. The rabbi said that's a great way to get everybody interested, involved, and paying attention. All right, we are on the last line. Vavam Abayis, Tanan Hasam. Tanan Hasam. The Mishnah that we're all familiar with. Eilu Dvarim She'ein Lahem Shir. Hapeya v'habikurim v'harei ayon u'gmilus chasadim v'talmud Torah. Mishnah and Peya says the following things are things that the Chumash does not prescribe any specific quantities. Peya just says leave over the corner of your field. Bikurim just says the first fruit, doesn't specify how much or how little. Reyayon, that's our discussion. Reyayon is something that has to do with Re'iyah. And Gemilas Chasadim is Gemilas Chasad, of course. And Talmud Torah. It doesn't give any shurim. Okay, so that's a Mishnah that we're familiar with. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, the Amora, says, Kisvurim Anu Lomar. When we read the Mishnah, we thought that what it was saying was, Hareyayon, this Re'iyah that we're talking about in that Mishnah, Re'ayon is Re'iyah, Ein lo shir lemala, aval yesh lo shir lemata. That there's no maximum, and then of course the context would be Korban Olas Re'iyah, so this is what we're assuming at this point, that Rabbi Yochanan assumed that the Mishnah was referring to the Korban Olas Re'iyah, the Ola that you have to bring when you go to Beis HaMikdash and Shalosh Regalim. Ein l'shir l'mala, that means you could bring as many as you want. Aval yesh l'shir l'mata, but there is a minimum amount, like it said in the Mishnah on Daf Beis. On Daf Beis, it says there is a minimum shir for the Ola, Machlokas Bishan Beis Hillel, whether it's one ma kesef or two ma'os kesef. Ad Sheba Rebbe Yoshia B'Rebbe, until Rebbe Yoshia B'Rebbe, Rashi says that B'Rebbe is like a title, I think. Barebi, Baribi, something. Gadol Bedoro. So Rabbi Yoshia came and told them, no, that's not the point of the Mishnah. The Mishnah is Velimed. He taught us, Hareyayon, Ein lo shir lo lamala velo lamata. No, the point is that there is no shir lamala or lamata. There's no maximum, there's no minimum. And the fact that you know from the Mishnah that there is a minimum, Aval chachamim omrim. Well, Al Chachamim say, however, that it's not sufficient to bring a minimal, cheap korban, a re'iyah ma kesef, a chagiga shtei kesef. That the re'iyah, the olas re'iyah has to cost at least a ma, and the chagiga has to cost at least two mos. And that's a din d'rabbanan. So the point, I guess, of this passage of the Gemara is saying that at least according to Rabbi Yoshia, the Mishnah was telling you d'oraisa, there's no shir, but the Rabbanan, they imposed the shir. Rashi says, anyway, that is the reality with respect to some of those other things on the list. Bikurim, for example, we're told there's, well, not exactly. Peya, we're told there's a shir, Rashi says. So this would be consistent with that. All right. In any case, then, now the Gemara does something a little funny. It says, wait a minute, back this up. My Hareyayon, what did we say that this meant? What does this Reyayon refer to? It refers to the Korban Ola cost? That's what we're assuming that it means? Hold on. We're going to now explore whether that's what's going on here in the Raisa. My Hareyayon. So Rabbi Yochanan Amar, it's a little bit unclear how to reconcile this next whole section of the Gemara with what we just read, the past five lines or so. Maya Reyayon, what is that referring to really? Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Re'iyas Panim Biazara. Rabbi Yochanan said, no, Reayon is actually referring to your showing up in the Mikdash on the regel without regard to a korban. And Reish Lakish amar Riyaspana b'korban. Reish Lakish is the one who says that, no, it's referring to you coming there with a korban. Okay, so which was funny, because it was Rabbi Yochanan who originally was saying that we thought that there was a minimum shear, namely a minimum shear, presumably, of how much it would cost. But now we're being told, Rabbi Yochanan anyway didn't interpret that Mishnah to be referring to a korban. It was only referring to showing up in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, so it's a little unclear exactly how to reconcile this line with those. But in any case, here's what's about to happen. We're seeing Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish have a machlokes about how to interpret Reayon, whether it means you show up in the Mikdash on the regel with a korban or not with a korban. This is going to trigger a whole discussion over here. Is that ever possible? Can you show up into the Mikdash without a korban? After all, premise being, there is a pasuk in the Chumash, it says, Lo yeraopan ireikum. You're not allowed to show up empty-handed. So that seems to be precluding the possibility of showing up without a korban. So let's take a look. That's what's going on over here in this sugya. It says, Machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan says, Re'ias panim v'azara, meaning showing up into the azara and the mikdash, and Reish Lakish amar Re'ias panim v'korban. Now the Gemara says some basic ground rules, I guess, to the Machlokes. Be'ikar haregel, kuli alma lo pligi d'Re'ias panim v'korban. The Ikar HaRegel means the first day or the first time that you come to the Mikdash on the Regel. Remember, Shalosh Regalim, you have to, each Regel, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, you have to go to make the pilgrimage to Yerushalayim, to the Mikdash, and bring a Korban, bring Korbanos. And it says, Be'ikar HaRegel, the first time or the first day, Kuli alma lo pligi d'Re'ias panim b'korban. Of course, you can't go empty-handed. You have to show up with a korban. Ki pligi b'shar yemos haregel. But what about the rest of the regel? After you've already discharged your minimal responsibility, can you go again? And if you do, do you have to bring other korbanos? Pasuk now is still referring to days of aliyah l'regel. And if you come the rest of the regel, do you have to bring korbanos? So this is what it says. Everybody agrees that the beginning, that your first time, you have to have a korban. Keep pligi b'shar yemos haregel. The rest of the regel. Kol heicha de'asa v'aisi kol yamalo pligi d'mekablina minei. And not only that, but everybody also agrees that if you do come to the mikdash with a korban, that mekablina minei, that they'll accept it as a korban olas re'iya or shalmei chagiga. So that everybody seems to be agreeing to, that you can bring multiple korban olas riyas and shalmei chagigas, even on different days of the regel. Ki pligi, the whole machlokes, is only the asa v'lo aisi. The word asa in Hebrew is the word ba, and aisi in Aramaic is the Hebrew word hevi. So it says, ki pligi the asa v'lo aisi, like the person came but didn't bring a korban. And that's the machlokes. Rabbi Yochanan sava riyas panim b'azara. That we're told in the Mishnah, there's no amount, there's no minimum. So call the call emas de'asi lo tzarech le'asuye. Any further time that you want to show up to the mikdash, you don't have to bring any karbanis. And Reish Lakish amar re'ias panim b'korban. Re'ias panim has to be always with a korban, and you can't show up empty-handed. The call emas de'asi tzarech le'asuye. So that's the machlokes, at least at this point, between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, is whether or not there's such a thing as showing up empty-handed to the mikdash on the regel. Eisevei Reish Lakish le Rabbi Yochanan. So Reish Lakish challenges Rabbi Yochanan. How could you hold what you're saying, which is you can come empty-handed to the mikdash? V'lo yirah panai reikam amar, lo yirah panai reikam. The Torah says you're not allowed to come empty-handed. Don't appear in front of me empty-handed, says the pasuk. So it looks like Reish Lakish is challenging Rabbi Yochanan against the Chumash. Amar lei. So he said to him, no, the pasuk is only referring to Ikar HaRegel. That's referring to the Ikar HaRegel, the first day. The first day. And the Rambam writes first day or first time. But in any case,
is it like three times a year is the machlokes on, or is it each regel, just first day you got to bring something in?
Well, it's the remainder of the two regalim of Shavuos and Sukkos. I mean, of Pesach and Sukkos. I don't know how it would play out for the week after Shavuos. I assume that there's, I haven't seen it, but it's unclear to me about what would be the rule after Shavuos during the Tashlumen week. Well, you learn more about that as it comes up. We've learned about it already.
This also would be a good example of when the kid comes around with the pushka to put money in there.
Why? Meaning, even if he's coming around already.
You got your own, you know, Beis HaMikdash and things like that. He's coming around, you know.
Right, but this would be saying, even if he comes around a second time, maybe you should have to give him again.
That's a good idea.
Because the first time, everybody agrees, you have to come with the korban. You can't show up empty-handed the first time. The first day, no machlokas. The machlokas is only subsequent appearances in the mikdash. Can you show up empty-handed just to go and hang around, hang out in the mikdash, see what's going on over there? They'd sometimes put on a show in the mikdash every day when they'd squeeze the lechem upon him to show everybody what we have going on over here. They'd show them the shulchan, they'd show them, anyway, later on, like on the chesed, on the chafs, it describes some of that. So maybe you would want to go. Do you have to bring korban each time you go? Pasuk says, lo, you're upon a reikam, and Omer Leir, B'yochanan said, that's only referring to the first day. Esevei! Reish Lakish said, well, hold on, that's that pasuk. But their pasuk, lo yirapanei reikam, repeats. They say, v'lo yirapanei reikam, again. There's another pasuk, lo yirapanei reikam. So that clearly, by its redundancy, must be referring to other times, not just the first day. So it means that whenever you show, it must be saying what it really means. Anytime you come, you have to have a korban. Mara says, Rabbi Yochanan responded, no. That means a different thing. It means bizvachim. That's telling me, that repetition of the instruction tells me what kind of korban you have to come with. It can't just be any korban. Korbanos come in different forms. Korbanos come the expensive kind, like with large animals, like vasim, parim, whatever, and then you have smaller ones like birds, and then you have even menachos. So which korban do you have to bring to satisfy this obligation? So it says over here, no, it says it twice to tell me, to emphasize that you have to bring the expensive korban, the zevach, zvachim. So Reish Lakish said to him, I don't know, is that true? Atomer bezvachim, aweinu ela b'yofos u'menachos. How do you know it has to be zvachim? So he says, well, v'dinu, well, it makes sense that it should have to be zvachim, and that should be the intent of the pasuk. The pasuk describes that when you come to the mikdash, you have to bring re'iya legavoa and chagiga lehedyot. What is that even referring to? So it's a kind of an oblique reference to simply interpreting when it says lo yirapanei reikam, reikam implies you're giving me something. That means that part of your responsibility when you come is to give me. And also it says you have to bring a chagiga. Chagiga is for you. It's for you. Therefore, we both have to have our chelik. And the svara gives, this is what the Gemara is kind of describing, is the way they're thinking here about these psukim. Nemra chagiga lehedyot, you have a chagiga, v'nemra re'iya legavoa, and I have my olas re'iya. Ma chagiga amura lehedyot zvachim, avriya amura legavoa zvachim. Just like your korban chagiga is going to be an expensive kind, a zevach, so my ola should be the expensive kind, not just a mincha or an ola sa'of. And Rashi explains, well, how did you know in the first place that the chagiga was going to be a zevach? Rashi tells you a svara based on a kind of a drasha coming up in a few dafim later. Umahin zevachim olos. And what kind of zevach would be the kind of a zevach that you would give to me? Olos. Because that's the only korban that really is primarily for gavoa, for Hashem, for the mizbeach to be burned, as opposed to chagigas, shlamims, which primarily the owner keeps, the bailim keep. So in any case, we've tried to work out that these two psukim are telling me that you have to come to Beis HaMikdash. Reish Lakish feels that it's telling me every time you go, you have to go and you have to bring a zevach, an olas re'iyah. And Rabbi Yochanan is saying it's not true, that it only tells me that the two psukim tell me it's a zevach, and the fact is that it's only the first day that you need to bring korban. If you want to come any further times, come, and you don't have to bring me anything. Then the Gemara says, "Ata omer olo soena ela shlamim." Well, how did you know that the zevach was an ola? How do you know that the olas re'iyah is an ola? Maybe it should be a shalmei re'iyah. "Ata omer olo soena ela shlamim." V'denu ne'emra chagiga lehedyot v'ne'emra re'iyah legavoa. Machagiga hamura lehedyot b'ro'i lo, af re'iyah hamura legavoa b'ro'i lo. Well, because it's only fair. No, it's only symmetrical. You have a chagiga and I get a re'iyah. So your chagiga is something that you get to keep almost all of. Shlamim is the Baalim eat the shlamim. And only very little bit of it goes on the Mizbeach and a little bit of it goes to the Kohanim. So it's only fair that you should give me some korban that I get to eat most of, which is the ola. Then the Gemara says, "V'chein b'din shelo yishulchan chamalei v'shulchan rabach rikam." And anyway, it makes sense because it's not proper that you should be able to feast and I should have and nothing. So anyway, that whatever that svara is that's driving this, it's clear that the intent is that you bring an olas re'iyah, and that's the chelik that goes to Hashem, and you get a chagiga shlamim, that's a chelik that you get for yourself. So in any case, what did we get out of all this? So the point is that this was another kasha, this was another esave. Oh, all of this was one big, braisa, which Reish Lakish challenged Reb Yochanan on, which made it very clear that you have to, it's not fair, that Hashem should get nothing. So, Amar Lei, Be'ikar HaRegel, same thing. This braisa is, again, not referring to every visit that you make, it's only referring to the first visit that you make on the regel. So we haven't really changed our position. So far, Rabbi Yochanan still maintains that on the first time you go, you have to bring a korban. And any further times you go, you don't have to bring anything. But Reish Lakish insists that you do bring korban each time. Ay, Esave! Reish Lakish further asks him from a braisa, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shalosh regalim b'shan and itzava Yisrael alos v'regel b'chag ha-mafzes v'chag ha-shuas v'chag ha-sukos. The braisa says, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda says, look, three regalim that you're required to come to the Beis HaMikdash, Shalosh regalim, chag ha-mafzes, chag ha-shuas, chag ha-sukos, ve'ein nirin chatzayin, mishum shenemar kol zechorcha, this braisa says you're not allowed to come chatzayin. You're not allowed to come halfway. The Gemara in the bottom of the page is going to ask what that means, because it says call zechorcha everybody, and ain't even reikonim, and you're not allowed to show up empty-handed because it says lo yirod panay reikam, because the pasuk says you can't come empty-handed. Okay, so Rabbi Reish Lakish felt, okay, so I showed you that this braisa also emphasizes you can't come empty-handed. The answer is obvious. Amar lei, be'ikar ha-regel. He said to him, that braisa is also only referring to the first time. Eisavei, or the first day. Eisavei, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Now we get the reverse. Rabbi Yochanan attacking Reish Lakish now, challenging him on the following. Pasuk says, Yeira'e kol zechorcha. All right, everybody has to appear. But it's spelled Yira'eh is also spelled the same as the word Yira. Yira Yira'eh. We've seen this drasha at least once, probably a couple of times. Yira Yira'eh. Compare to go to the Mikdash to see and be seen. To see and be seen. Ma'ani b'chinam, afatem b'chinam. Just like I come without being charged, so to you come to the Mikdash for free without being charged. So there should be no cost to coming. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan challenged Reish Lakish with. He said, according to you, this braisa never applies. There's never any time you can come to the Beis HaMikdash free, because you're saying every time you come to the Mikdash on the regel, this is on the regel only we're talking about. On the regel, anytime you come to the Mikdash on the regel, you have to bring korban. So there is no, there is no time when you can come for free. Ella, you're wrong. That's what Rabbi Yochanan challenged Rish Lakish. So the Gemara seems to back out of this whole first approach, and then it revises the terms of the Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. Ella, yeah, that's true. Okay. So let's change the Machlokas. Kol heicha di asa velo aisi di kol yama lo pligi di ayil. Umis chazi v'nafik. Okay, so now let's change it. Really, everybody agrees that further visits to the mikdash on the regel are free. You don't have to bring a korban. That everybody would agree that ayil, that you can come in, umis chazi, and you can be seen, v'nafik, and you can leave. You don't have to bring a korban on subsequent visits. It's a little bit unclear because it doesn't say subsequent visits here on the line that I just read. I was just kind of reading that into the words in order to not be against all the earlier brises. Keep pligi the asava aisi. No, the machlokas that Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokish have is the following. Let's say I wanted to come on a subsequent day and I want to bring another korban ola, let's say. Is that going to count as an olas re'iyah is the question. So Rabbi Yochanan, the ama re'iyas panim bi'azara, re'iyas panim hu. Rabbi Yochanan now was reading into the Bryce on the mission, the top line, Reya Yon doesn't have a shear. He says that refers to showing up. Showing up, you can do it any time. But Korban, Halakorban Yeshlo Shear. Halakorban Yeshlo Shear. What is he referring to? What does he mean? That this version has it that Rabbi Yochanan is saying that when you come to the Migdash on subsequent visits, on subsequent days, yesh lo shir, you can't bring additional korbanos. They won't count as olas re'iyas. Only one, only the first day. I mean, the first day you come, you could bring a very ish kamat nas yado, you could bring a lot of them, but only that one visit. Subsequent visits, you can't bring any more olas re'iyas. You've done that already. And Rish Lakish amar re'iyas panim bikorban diafilu korbanami ein lo shir. And when the Mishnah and Rish Lakish holds another, when their Mishnah says there's no maximum, it means no maximum even with the korban. So you can show up multiple times and bring korbanas each time.
So do they now argue on the subsequent days now?
Yeah, it seems to be only subsequent days. The first day everybody has to agree. You have to show up, you have to bring korban.
So are they arguing what's considered the mitzvah re'iyah on the subsequent day still?
Well, there's not going to be a chiyuv of re'iyah on the subsequent days. The question is whether there's still, I guess, a chiyuv of a re'iyah on the subsequent days. So when you come, do you have to bring a korban? No. Can you bring the korban with you and offer it as an olas re'iyah specifically, or is that not a possibility? Like, for example, you can't bring multiple korban pesachs, is one. Once you've done it, you can bring shlamims. You just can't bring one that's specific to korban pesach with the rules of korban pesach. So the question is, can you bring multiple olas re'iyas? So that's the question. The question is there a maximum number of re'iyas that you could bring once you've already been there once and satisfied your obligations? So that's machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, according to this version of the machlokas. All right. Anyway, it would seem, right? It would seem that, okay, let's just finish the sugya and let's just review it. Aseve. So now he objected to him. It's a little bit unclear who's objecting right now. But somebody is objecting over here. The Rach on the page has most of Rabbi Yochanan. That Rabbi Yochanan is objecting to Reish Lakish. He says, how could you allow him to bring korbanos on subsequent days? After all, that seems to be against the pasuk in Mishlei. Eisevei, hokarag lecha mi beis reyecha. This is a great pasuk. It says, you should keep your feet too frequently visiting your friend's home. Because you don't want to be too much of a pest and overstay your welcome and then they'll resent your visits in the future. So this is taken to refer kind of metaphorically to visiting the mikdash and bringing your korbanos. And the pasuk seems to be saying, don't bother me so much. Don't come to the mikdash and bring me so korbanos so often. It'll be it's excessive and it'll be too much. So that sounds like Rabbi Yochanan says that once you've done your korban, then don't keep bringing more. The Gemara answers, that's not what that's referring to. Asam bechatos v'yashamos. No, that's referring to this. If a person does a chait, which requires a korban chatas, and then he brings his korban chatas as a kapar to the mikdash, so Hashem is pleased to see you with your korban chatas. But, you know, don't make that a habit. After all, I mean, cut it out. Stop doing a veris b'shogeg, and then you won't be in this situation. So Hashem, that's what this pasuk is referring to, bechatos v'yashamos, where, you know, it's nice that when it happens every once in a long while, that you're in a situation where you need to bring a korban chatas as a kapara, but at least that shouldn't be frequent. So that's all that means. It means take precautions that you shouldn't have to visit the mikdash frequently for chatos v'yashamos. Kid Rabbi Levi, the Rabbi Levi Rami. Like Rabbi Levi explained on the pasuk, because Rabbi Levi saw, anyway, conflicting attitudes in Psukim. Rami, he saw the conflict. Ksiv, hokarag lecha mi beis reyecha. Pasuk says, don't go so often. Uksiv, ava beisecha biolos. And the pasuk, though, in Tehillim says, I'm going to come all the time with olos. Lo kasher, kan bechatos liashamos, kan beolos ushlamim. So that's what Rabbi Levi explained. Is that the pasuk is very happy to see you all the time with your nedavos, but it's not happy to have to see you all the time with your chatos. Tanya Nam Yachi, Bryce also confirms this. Hokara glami beis reyecha bechatos v'yashamos akasim medabra ta'omer bechatos v'yashamos. You're telling me that the pasuk is only talking about chatos v'yasham. Oweinu ela bi'olos v'shlamim also. No, that's not the attitude of the Torah. Kesho amer avo beisecha bi'olos ashalim l'cha nedrai. Hare olos v'shlamim amor hamani mekayim hokar aglacha mibeis reyacha bechatos yashem osakosim v'daber. The Bryce also talks through the whole thing, that the attitude of the Torah is that it's great to bring korbanos all the time, if they're nedavos, and darim nedavos, but not chatos v'yashamos. Okay, so at this point, if we had to summarize, we'd see there are two lishonos here in the Gemara about Rat, Rabbi Yochanan v'Shlagish are arguing about. The question about whether you can come to the Mikdash subsequent days with a korban, whether you're required to come with a korban, or whether you're not supposed to come with a korban. So it would seem the policies of Psak normally would seem to say the following two policies. Policy one is that whenever Rabbi Yochanan and Shlagish have machlokas about anything, Rabbi Yochanan wins. That is a general policy. That Rabbi Yochanan and Shlagish have machlokas in so many countless times, and Rish Lakish only wins on around three of them. And they spell that out usually. So generally, Rabbi Yochanan will win any machlokes. That's policy one. And policy two is that a lot of the Rishonim follow the policy that whenever there's a Lashon Rishon, a Lishna Kama, and a Lashon Achron, a Lishna Basra, that we're going to assume that the convention of the Talmud is that the Lishna Basra is presented last because it has the final word. So that the final Lashon is going to be more authoritative. You put these two together, it should follow that you would not be allowed to or able to bring any Olas Re'iyas beyond on the first day when you come. However, that's not exactly the Psak that the Rambam writes. So that's why they wonder what made the Rambam not follow this. So either they're not following this because you have to read, there's a long tosis over here from a passage in the Talmud Yerushalmi. So maybe he's following the Yerushalmi and his interpretation of one of the opinions in the Yerushalmi. Maybe that's what's going on, following the Yerushalmi over the Bavli. That's also something the Rambam frequently does do against many other Rishonim who feel that by policy that's not right. And others have other reasons why the Rambam wrote that subsequent days that you come, you can bring korban olas re'iyah. All right. In any case, two dots. Dein diren chatzoy, and this really shouldn't be a two dots because we're not back to the Mishnah. We're just back to that line, you know, 10 lines above, where the Braisa said that when you show up to the Mikdash, ein diren chatzoy, you don't come in halves. You don't come halves. Whatever that's referring to. What's halves? So Sava Rav Yosef, the Amora Rav Yosef, when he was seeing this Braisa, he thought that it just meant something like this. Manda isle asara banim. Let's say your family, you have 10 boys. The word banim could have meant children, but in this case, we know that it's only boys who have the mitzvah lila regos. You have 10 boys. Lo li sakuha idna chamisha o lamachar chamisha. That maybe the Braisa was saying this. It's saying, you're not supposed to bring only half your family up today and half your family up tomorrow. You have the whole week, but maybe that's what it means. It means chatzayin. It says, kol zechorcha, everybody should show up together maybe, and not only chatzayin. Maybe that's what Rav Yosef thought, that maybe that was what it was getting at. So that's what that means. Lo li saka wa'idna chamisha, lamachar chamisha. Amar lei. Abaye, as Abaye says to him, what are you talking about? Pshita, isn't that obvious that you shouldn't do that? Because after all, hay minayu mashvis leposhim, v'hay minayu mashvis lehu zerizim. Well, what is which of the five are you willing to designate as poshim, which are... well, not exactly sinners, or more like careless people. And which ones would you want to designate as the diligent people, as the zrizim? So I'm not sure 100% exactly what this was objecting to. I guess his point is that even without the pasuk, you should do what you can to encourage everybody to come at the first opportunity, which is actually very interesting. We're seeing over here that even though you have all week to bring your korban, but the expectation is that you'll make every effort to do it on the first day. That's what you see from over here. First day is the expectation, even if you have a whole week. We're going to see in other dafim, we're going to see it's actually more than that. It actually might be that it's only the first day that has the main chiyuv, and all the other days are really only makeups like tashlumin. We'll have to see. Okay, so in any case, he says, oh, that's too obvious. You don't need a pasuk to tell me not to do that. Ela kralamayasa. So Abaye is saying, so no, you know what the pasuk is all getting at about chatzayim? It's telling me that same rule that we've seen before about acherim. Namely what? The sanya, like the Braisa says, acherim amrim, hamakameitz, vehamatzareif nechoshes, vehabursi, peturim and areiyah. People who engage in smelly activities, they don't have to go. And I guess the point being, they shouldn't go to the mikdash, olas re'iyah, shenamar, kol zechorcha, like the pasuk says, it wants everybody to show up. Misha yochal alos im kol zechorcha. Anybody who can join with everybody else has to come. Yato elu she'enam yecholam la'alos im kol zechorcha. To exclude these people who can't show up with everybody. And I pointed out last time that the Rambam holds that these people are not exempt, they're just required to deodorize themselves and then to show up. So, okay. In any case, that's what he understood was going on here in that braisa. So it didn't really say anything. It just said the rule of kol zechorcha, like we said before, is that you have to make sure that you're not offensive to the other people coming up. All right, Mishnah. Olos b'moed bos min achulin v'ashlamin min amayser.
It's interesting, by the way, so we can really apply that to today's day and age as well. If somebody coming into shul who really stinks, you could tell him to...
go take
it would seem that you would want him not to...
Yeah, it's a good point. And I would figure that might depend upon your attitude about how much do you look at halachos as expressing values and how much you look at halachos as being technical, legal... details.
So is this
because this is a technical legal detail with respect to olas re'iyah, and you have a pasuk, and you have an obligation of people showing up to the mikdash, and maybe it's not generalizable to other public mitzvos. And therefore, maybe the only thing that would govern other mitzvos would just be a general sensitivity to other people and that kind of a thing. Or maybe you're supposed to infer, if your attitude is that the halachos is supposed to be giving you values, and you're supposed to infer how to apply the values in other contexts, so maybe you would take this as being other contexts that are like this. You should be applying the same values. Yeah, that's probably a judgment call.
Just make a show before Friday night.
All right, Mishnah says, Olos b'moed bos min achulin v'hashlamim min ha'maiser. Okay, this Mishnah says, when you bring your olos to the mikdash, You have to bos min achulin. They have to come out of your own pocket. The hashlamim min ha-maiser. But the shlamim, that can be paid for by maiser sheni money. Now the difference between maiser sheni money and your own pocket money is that maiser sheni refers to if you, let's say, are a farmer and you have, I don't know, you have however much produce, and it's a Maaser Sheni year, and you took your Truma, your Maaser Rishon, and then your Maaser Sheni, let's say, is worth, I don't know how much, is worth $100 or so. So you require, that is restricted funds. That funds is restricted, it has Kedusha, you're required to take that money and go to Beis HaMikdash and buy food with that money, food only, in Beis HaMikdash. I mean, Yerushalayim. And so now you're going up to the Mikdash, and you're saying, well, gee, I need to use this money on food only, and I'm required to bring a chagiga, and that's food, so maybe I could just use that money to pay for my chagiga, and then I'll kill two birds with one stone. I'll use that restricted funds for food only, and I have to buy a korban anyway, so maybe I could do that. I'll pay for the korban with that. So we're told this, olos, that has to come from chulin. That has to come from your own pocket. Real spending money, unrestricted money. But shlamim, that can come from the meiser money. Now, what's weird about the Mishnah is that it says b'moed. Moed means chol moed.
So is this when you couldn't bring it on yontif?
Right. So why? What's stopping you from bringing it on yontif? So this is only saying, but if you've waited for the regal for the chol moed. So that's what the Gemara is going to try to work on. What's going on here in this Mishnah? What's being implied by saying this for the that applies in the moed and cholam moed?
If you bring it on yontif, you can't use cholam money, or can you?
Well, we can't tell yet because the Mishnah doesn't tell us. It just said moed. You're saying that it implies by only dealing with the cholam moed case that it wouldn't be true on the yontif. We'll have to see if that's true. And then it goes on to say the following: Yomtov harishon shel Pesach, on the first day of Pesach. Well, that's a machlokas. Beis Shammai omrim min achulin, or Beis Hillel omrim min ha-maiser. Well, where did this come from? Hold on a minute. What's going on here? The first day of Pesach is also, that's different from the rest of the Yomim Tovim? As machlokas Shammai Beis Hillel? Okay, so none of this makes sense yet. We're going to have to see. The Gemara is going to resolve everything. And then has the following rule. Yisrael, if you're Jewish, that doesn't mean if you're Jewish. It means if you're a non-Kohen, if you're a non-Kohen, Yotzim Yidecho Vassan Benedar Munedavos Ubemeiser Behema. If you're a non-Kohen, you can satisfy your obligation. It's a little bit unclear which obligation. We're going to see that also in the Gemara. Benedar Munedavos Ubemeiser Behema. With other animals that you have pledged to bring as a korban. So the same kind of a thing. That's restricted. And we're being told over here that the non-Kohen can satisfy their obligation, doesn't say which obligation, with other korbanos. And Kohanim can even satisfy their obligation with chatos v'yashamos v'bechor b'chaz v'shok, with what's called matnos kahuna. The matnos kahuna of korbanos are for chatas v'yasham, they get a chelik. And bechor is a matnos kahuna. And chaz v'shok comes from the shalom, they get the chaz v'shok. Avalo ofos, velo menachos. But ofos and menachos are out of the question. That's what we saw from Omer Aleph. Ofos and menachos are excluded from these korbanos. Well, we saw that for the olas re'iyah, but not necessarily for the other obligations. So there's too much unclear uncertainty about this mission. The Gemara is going to explain everything pretty quickly here. So before you do, let me just point out that you have to understand. The Rambam writes a simple quote from the Gemara. Gimel mitzvos nitzav Yisrael ba'al yasin l'regel. There are three mitzvos that you encounter when you do aliyah l'regel. The olas re'iyah, the korban ola, when you have to bring your korban ola, as we were talking about, you have to do that at least the first time, possibly each time. The shalmei chagiga, you have to bring a korban shlamim. And that's a korban, that's because the shlamim, you get to eat some of it. And also, besimcha. That's the third obligation that you have during the regel. So that's the vague one. What is that referring to exactly? This mitzvah of simcha on the regel. presumably that refers to eating kachim, eating karbanos of whatever type. So let's kind of see what it says here in the Gemara. The Gemara says, okay, let's understand this Mishnah. The Mishnah talks about Chol HaMoed. Do you mean the Gemara says, Ela olos ben moed hu debos min achulin ha b'yom tov min ha-maiser? What is this Mishnah getting at? That on Chol HaMoed, you have to spend the money for the Ola out of your own pocket. But if you brought your Ola on the first day, you would be permitted to pay for it from the Meiser Shaney money? That's what's going on here? That's impossible. V'yamai. Dover Shebechova hu? V'chol Dover Shebechova ayin bo'ala min achulin. That's impossible. For the reason, the same reason why in Chol HaMoed you're not allowed to use Meiser Shaney money for it. Which is what? Which is, this is a general policy. Kol Dover Shebechova, anything which the Torah imposed upon you as an obligation, you have to satisfy that obligation from your own pocket. You can't just use the restricted funds already for that and call that satisfying your obligation. That you can't do. It has to be money that you choose to spend. It can't already be designated money. So that would be true whether it's Yontif or Chol HaMoed. So what's going on in the Mishnah? The Chitema HaKamash V'lan De'olos B'moed Bo'os B'yontof Ein Bo'os. Maybe it's telling me something even more drastic than that. Maybe it's telling me you're never permitted to bring Olos Re'iyas on Yom Tov. And the only time you're ever permitted to bring an Olos Re'iyah is in Chol HaMoed. Wait a second, is that the image that we had in our heads? What's the image that we have in our heads about Aliyah L'Regel? You have to show up there. Let's go with something uncomplicated like Sukkos. You have to show up there in Yerushalayim, and now it's the first day of Sukkos. What do you do? Are you going to the Mikdash with your Korbanos, or are you not going? Are you going to hold off until Chol HaMoed? So I don't know what everybody has in their head. We don't usually have a lot of vivid images about this kind of thing in our head. But whether or not you're expected to show up in the Mikdash on the first day is going to be a bit of machlokas. It says, Beishami Bisil. And we're familiar with this machlokas, incidentally, because we've seen it before in Beitza, and we've seen it before in Megillah, and we're seeing it here. There's a machlokas, Beishami Bisil, about whether you're allowed to bring your Korban Olas Riya on Yom Tov. So let's take a look. It sounds from this Mishnah, the Gemara is saying, wait a minute, does this Mishnah actually really mean to say that you can't bring a Korban Ola on Yom Tov, and the only time you can bring a Korban Ola Sri'iya is on Chol HaMoed? That would be Kaman K'Beis Shammai. That would be like Beis Shammai. This not like it says in the Mishnah. Beis Shammai Yomrim, Mevi'en Shlamim. If you come on Yom Tov, you can bring a Shlamim, Ve'ein Somchen Aleim. And incidentally, even when you do, you can't do smichas a korban. You can't lean on the korban, which would normally be something you would do with your shlamim. Avala olos, but you can't anyway bring any korban olas, including olas re'iyah. Ubeis hillel omrim, beis hillel say, that's not true. Mevi'en shlamim violos v'somchem aleihem. You can bring shlamims, and you can bring olas, and you can do smicha. The issue is that on Yom Tov, all the mitzvos of Shabbos apply except ochal nefesh. Now, ochal nefesh means whatever malacha you're going to do for food. Well, chagigas and shlamims generally, that's food. You eat that. So you could understand, you could be allowed to bring shlamims, but olos, you don't touch. Nobody eats olos. Olos are on the mizbeach. So that might be excluded on Yom Tov. So you can see where Beis Shammai is coming from, Igzio Beis Hillel coming from.
But how do they deal with Rabbi Yochanan and Rav Lakish?
Rabbi Yochanan and Rav Lakish are late Amorayim, and they've already gotten to the end of this sugya. So we have to wait until we see where we stand on this sugya to know at least what were Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish thinking when they were discussing their issue.
Because they hold that all this year you can bring on
Yom. Yeah. Well, we're going to discover. That's going to be the bottom line here. But let's see. And we've already seen this. So let's say you can. So now the Gemara says, okay, Chisori Mechasra V'Hachi Katani. Okay, the Mishnah has to be extended. You have to fill in the missing words here. Hachi katani. Here's the point. Now, before we go on, I'll just point out that what it's saying is this. We're going to populate the Mishnah with the words that are going to make the point that only some olos are allowed to be brought on the Yom Tov, But all shlamims can be brought on the Yom Tov, and on the Chol HaMoed, of course, all korbanos. So here's what it says. V'achi katani, olos nedarmu nedavos, the olos that are not obligatory, they're nedarmu nedavos, that's b'moed, ba'os, they're offered on Chol HaMoed, not Yom Tov. Okay, olos that are not Yom Tov olos, they're in the Dharma Nidavos, that throughout the course of the year, you took a pledge, you're going to bring korbans, and now is when you have your chance to do it. Don't bring those on Yom Tov. The Yom Tov ain't on bos. But the olos re'iyah, which is mandatory for the Yom Tov itself, that's bo afilu be Yom Tov. That is brought even on Yom Tov. Okay, so now we get to our Mishnah. So our Mishnah, which said olos b'moed bos minachulin, what that meant was, all olos are brought on the moed, but the olos re'iyah can even be brought on the Yom Tov. In any case, kishi ba ena ba ela min achulin. You have to bring that out of pocket. V'shalmei chagiga bo ena af min ha-maiser. But the korban shalmei, wait a minute, v'shalmei not chagiga, v'shalmei simcha bo ena af min ha-maiser. The obligation of simcha, of eating the korban, that's any korban. That can even come from a korban paid for by Maiser, the chagigas Yom Tov harishon shel Pesach, and the third korban obligation, which is the korban chagiga that you have to bring, not eat, but bring, that's the chagigas Yom Tov, beis shamai omrim min achulin, beis shel omrim min ha-maiser. Which means like this, you have three obligations. One is the ola, that one is paid for out of pocket. You can't, you might sashay any money. Restricted money, not allowed. The chagiga is a machlokas pesham beis hillel. And the simcha, the chagiga simcha, that everybody agrees can be a different korban. Tanya nami achi, olos nedarim unedavos b'moed. This brisa just confirms everything we just said. Olos nedarim unedavos b'moed bos. B'yom tevein bos. Olos re'iya. So regular olos, that you can't bring on the Yom Tov, only on the Chol HaMoed. Olos re'iyah, that can come even on the Yom Tov. And when it does come, it needs to be brought from chulin, not from restricted funds, Maaser Sheni. Shalmei simcha, the simcha obligation of eating a korban, that boy not from a maaser, and chagigas Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach, and the chagigas ha-Yom Tov Rishon, the korban chagiga that you bring on the Yom Tov, B'shama yomrim min achulin, which everybody agrees you're allowed to bring on. B'shama yomrim, that has to be out of pocket. B'shama yomrim min af min ha maiser. Okay, so as we just said. Now the Gemara says, why do we pick it on Pesach? Ma'ishnach chagigas yom tefarishin shel Pesach. Why is this Mishnah emphasizing that the korban chagiga of Pesach, every yom tef, Pesach Shavuos and Sukkos, you would bring after bringing korban chagiga on the yom tef itself, we just said, everybody agrees. Amar Ravashi. Ravashi said, well, here's the point. The reason Mishnah emphasized Pesach is a kamash malan. You need to understand something. On Pesach, there's a lot of korbanis you bring in, right? You have, first of all, Pesach is one of the regalim, so you have to bring your olas re'iyah and your shalmei chagiga. But that's during the yantif. But yesterday, or erev Pesach, whenever that was, you had to anyway bring a korban Pesach. But that's not enough. You also have to bring with your Korban Pesach, this is not on Pesach itself, this is Erev Pesach, with your Korban Pesach, you have to bring another Korban Chagiga also, called the Chagigas Arba'a Asar. This is a little bit mysterious, people don't really know exactly about this, it's not clear, the Psukim don't refer to it, and but this is what it says. It says you have to bring the Korban Chagigas Arba'a Asar. Rashi tells you, here on the page, that is for the purpose of making sure that you eat your Pesach ala sova. You have to eat your Korban Pesach when you're full. Right? That's the concept of emafir nachar Pesach hafikoman, and that's why, anyway, that's why the Korban Pesach would have to be eaten after the meal. Because you, and then that's itself a question, is why does the Pesach have to be eaten ala sova? We didn't learn Pesachim in this group, so I'm not familiar with this whole sugya. But it's saying that that it's because we don't want you to come to break the bones. When you eat your Pesach while hungry, you'll try to eat as much of it as you can get when you're full. You're not that eager to eat every last bit of it. So as a deterrent to breaking the bones, that's at least one interpretation of why this rule is required. That you should at least first be full before you eat your Korban Pesach, not stuffed, but full. And that's, in order to do that, we insist you have to bring another Korban also. Not enough to bring one Korban Pesach and all the Korbanas that you're going to be bringing over the regel. You need to bring another Korban called the Chagigas Arba'a Asar. So that's what's going on. The Mishnah says the Chagigas Yom Rishon Shel Pesach, the first day of Pesach's Chagiga. That's just another way of saying all the Korban Chagigas, as opposed to the Erev Pesach Chagiga, which is the Chagigas Arba, so that has different rules. So that's what it says. So, Kamash Melan, Chagigas Chamisha Asar in, Chagigas Arba Asar lo. The Chamisha Asar, the Chagiga of the first day of Pesach, that, yes. Rashi, the Chagigas Yom Tov Atzmo, the Einabo Elemen Achulin. That's where you have to spend the money out of pocket, at least according to Beis Shammai. But Chagigas Arba Asar, lo. But the Chagigas Arba Asar, everybody would agree, that's not really as mandatory as a Chagiga. Therefore, that's not called Dovr Shebechova, and you'd be allowed to use restricted funds to pay for that. The Gemara in the top line of Chesed says, Alma Kasav Chagigas Arba Asar, lav de Oraisa. Which seems like it's saying that the requirement to bring the Korban Chagigas Arba Asar is not the Oraisa, it's under Rabbanan. So once it's under Rabbanan, they didn't require that you pay for it out of pocket. You can use restricted funds, the Ma'aser Sheni money, to cover your cost of Chagigas Arba Asar, as long as you have one by the time Pesach starts. And that's enough. That's all you need.